All right, hello, and welcome to today's Instant Reaction Podcast here with Cyclone Fanatic. If you're watching on Facebook Live, hello. Pardon me as I go through notes and all that good stuff here. After an exciting day in Hilton Coliseum, as Iowa State just really just beat up Kansas. It was unbelievable. 77-60 was the final. Today's podcast brought to you by our friends at Carl Chevrolet. They wanted me to tell you guys, they are the number one, they wanted to thank you guys because they are now the number one GM certified dealer in the nation. It's the 12th time that Carl Chevrolet has been named that distinctive honor. That's out of 5,000 dealers. That's more than any dealer in the history of that program. So Carl Chevrolet wants to thank its customers for helping them achieve that awesome accomplishment. All right, Iowa State, 77-60 winners over Kansas today. You know, the one thing that stuck out to me, you know, just overall when I look at what happened today, there wasn't a single point in the game where I thought that Kansas was better than Iowa State, even at the beginning. You know, that was a pretty close basketball game, even at halftime. And you just got the feeling that Iowa State was just better. And how often does that happen, you know, when Kansas comes to town? Even some of the really great Iowa State teams that we've seen over the years, when you watch them play Kansas, you still are kind of just waiting for Kansas to go onto that run or Kansas to hit that shot. And it didn't happen today. There's a lot of reasons for that. But by far, this game was won for Iowa State on the defensive end. They forced 24 turnovers from Kansas today. 32% of Kansas's possessions resulted in a turnover. I mean, how awesome was that to watch Iowa State dominate on that end of the basket? And what that does, been talking about this for a few weeks now, that makes you better in March because you're not, if you have a bad shooting day, and Iowa State will have bad shooting days. They went 52% from three today. That's not going to happen very often this year, I'm telling you, for this specific Iowa State team. But when you play defense, when you shorten things up like that, as Iowa State did today, they forced 24 turnovers. Hey, Coach, good win, man. When you force 24 turnovers, what was that? That was Coach Prohm, by the way. Sorry, he's excited, as you would expect. When you can play defense like that and you shorten things up, I tell you what, it just changes everything. It changes the way we've watched basketball over the last 10 years. Now, I'm not saying that it's better or worse. I'm not comparing it to the Hoiberg era or anything. Different style of team. And I think that it's a team that'll travel better. I think it's a team that in March will be better. As Coach Prohm pointed out during his postgame press conference, the reason Kansas is great every year and the reason that they're always going to Final Fours is because of their defense. They're good on offense and defense. For so long, we've seen Iowa State really good on offense. They haven't been able to compete on the defensive end. Today, they forced 24 turnovers from a top five team in the country. I mean, it's really an incredible statistic. It's one of the seventh worst turnover game in Bill Self's program's history, which is just unbelievable that it happened today at Hilton Coliseum. A lot else stood out to me, and this is going to become a bit of a story, but not as long as Iowa State is winning. It is interesting that Lindell Wigginton in all of this only played 17 minutes. You know, we talk so much about Iowa State's depth, and rightfully so. There's so many different options on this team. He only played 17 minutes today, 8 points for Lindell. He's still not starting. It's not a story because Iowa State's winning. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But it's certainly it is interesting. You know, again, we talk about the depth, and they're basically playing with seven guys right now. Cam Lard played 9 minutes today. You had to love what you saw from Cam Lard during those 9 minutes, though. He was rim running. He was defending. Still a little bit out of control and a little bit sloppy, but I think you have to give that to get what Cam does really well back in return. Seen that over, you know, the last year or so. But his effort was off the charts today. But, yeah, let's run through the minutes real quick. Tyrese Haliburton, I know everybody watching on Facebook Live, go ahead and light the thing up with the loves. Everybody loves Tyrese Haliburton. and he's played all but 4 minutes in Iowa State's two Big 12 games. He's played 76 of the 80 minutes. Do you remember when Fred used to say he can't afford to take Monte Morris off the court? That is Tyrese Haliburton right now with this Iowa State team. What did he end up with? This is why we call it instant reaction. I really haven't looked at this. 14 points today for Mariel, but he had the four steals. That's the stat that's not going to get talked about enough. The four steals for Tyrese Haliburton that really stood out. He's now 8 for 11 from 3 during Iowa State's two Big 12 games. Michael Jacobson nearly had a double-double today in 30 minutes. 24 points today for Mariel Shayok. He was 5 for 5 from 3, which was awesome to see following Mariel's, a bit of a tough game for him at Oklahoma State, although Iowa State came back with the win. But he was 5 for 5 from 3 today after going, I think, 4 of 17 from the field in Stillwater last week. So big-time performance by Iowa State senior. So what's it mean from here? I think Iowa State has a good shot to go to start 4-0 in the Big 12. And if that's the case, you're looking at a team that's probably ranked in the top 15 in a couple of weeks. Clearly, I'm getting ahead of myself, but you look ahead. Iowa State will likely be favored on the road Tuesday at Baylor. I believe they will be. And I believe they will be favored a week from today when Kansas State, a team that's struggling with all sorts of injuries, comes to town. That's how big this game was, though. You talk about momentum. You have a chance now to start off 4-0, where you would likely be in sole possession of first place in the Big 12. And this was a statement game today for Iowa State on a national stage. Didn't have a great win going into this basketball game. But today, not only do you beat Kansas, you blow them out by 17. And all of a sudden, the Cyclones are going to be talked about on a national scale in the sport of college basketball. It's a great thing. Shout out to my Iowa State women. Love that team. They kicked butt today down in Lawrence. That is a sweep for the Cyclones. That team is on a roll. They'll be here on Wednesday night when TCU comes to town. Come and fill up Hilton Coliseum and support that program. All right, that's it for your Instant Reaction podcast. I'm going to go right now. Sorry that it took so long to get this out today. That was one of the longest press conferences I've ever been a part of. It took forever for Kansas to get there, and then Bill Self talked a lot when he was there. So, yeah, usually we get this out a lot earlier than this. But, hey, hope you guys enjoyed it. What a fun day. Clones 77, Kansas 60. Carl Chevrolet bringing you your Instant Reaction podcast.